The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Happy Wednesday evening, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats get set for Game 2 of this six-game Battle of the Cats. One of the most fun rivalries in all of the Carolina League is these two teams battling it out for the first time this season. They've had some great matchups in the past. Last night, not necessarily one of the best if you were a Hillcats fan, as they lost 5-1. Though, if you ask anybody in the Hillcats clubhouse, they thought they may have had a shot late in the ball game, but some questionable calls prevented them from an opportunity to try to put runs on the board, as they had two aboard and nobody out in the ninth inning, two aboard, two away in the eighth inning, when questionable calls were made and halted any sort of momentum that the Hillcats might have had. Tonight, though, it's a different night and a fresh restart for the Hillcats. Mudcats, though, are looking for a second straight victory over Lynchburg, and they have an arm on the mound who will be tough to pick up, a guy that throws mid to upper 90s, tops out around 98, can occasionally maybe get up to triple digits, Jacob Mizorowski. As the right-hander went five innings of perfect baseball in his last outing, he is going to be a tough task for this Lynchburg lineup to try and handle. Though, Lynchburg, they can be potent. They've just been a little off the last few ball games, but tonight is a fresh start and a fresh night to turn the corner and get back on track. Coming up in the pregame thoughts of manager Jordan Smith as he sat down to go over the expectations for tonight and what we can look forward to from this ball club this evening. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Jason Prill here with Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Jordan, a frustrating night last night. And toward the end of the game, a couple calls. You had a little bit of momentum building, and a couple calls just didn't go your way. How do you get the guys to refocus and just lean into coming out and attacking again today after maybe feeling like they got screwed out of a possible win?
Right. So, I mean, we constantly are talking about just controlling the controllables. Unfortunately, umps aren't something that we can control as much as some nights I think I can, but definitely can't control the umps. We just try to focus on that next pitch, that next play, and just basically keeping our mind in the moment and not getting too caught up in a call.
And so taking a look at tonight, you're going up against another tough arm. The guy's pumping upper 90s, and he went 5 perfect innings his last time out. How do you get the lineup ready to face a guy who has seemingly been nearly unhittable in his last few outings?
Yeah, so obviously our goal is just to be prepared. Obviously, he throws really hard. He's got good stuff, but all pitchers make mistakes, and we're just basically just priming our hitters to basically just look for those and do our best to capitalize on those.
And Tulloch starting on the mound for us tonight. He had a great outing. His past few have actually been really solid. Seems to be fitting into that starting role pretty well. What can you say about him and what he's been adjusting to through the month of May in that new role?
Yeah, Adam's done a really good job starting. I think he's really embraced the challenge moving from the bullpen to now into the rotation. But, yeah, he's a guy that goes out there and competes, does a good job controlling the running game, and just gives us a good opportunity to win.
One final question for you. Jack Jasiak last night, he's had a kind of a slow start to the season, but he really showed what he can do last night, going 4 innings, only giving up the 1 hit, and went 1-2-3 pretty much through every single inning. How much does that build his confidence, and do you look for that going forward?
Yeah, no, we're going to rely heavily on Jack, especially later in the game, but he's a guy that's kind of finding his identity, gaining that confidence, and just basically realizing, like, hey, my stuff's nasty, and I need to start trusting it.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jason.
That was Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll be back with First Pitch in the Hill City after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
A beautiful night for baseball in the Hill City. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats in Game 2 of the Battle of the Cats set to get underway in just a few minutes. Jordan Smith and Victor Estevez are meeting with the umpires right now as we get you set for first pitch here in the Hill City. Should be a fun one here tonight. Lynchburg looking to bounce back after their frustrating night last night where they just could not get anything sustained through much of the ball game. And then when they finally started piecing some things together, they'll argue that they had a few bad luck calls go against them and cost them an opportunity to get back into the ball game. Though it would have been a long trek uphill as they ended up losing 5-1. And those threats came in the 8th and 9th inning. Adam Tolick on the mound for Lynchburg tonight. We'll look to try to keep it close for much of the ball game against a Mudcats lineup that seemed to break through in the first three innings yesterday. We'll see if that holds again tonight. But right now, let's toss it down to the field for tonight's defense and the national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats. Tonight, in right field, at number 4, Wilfredo Antunez. In center field, number 9, Guy Lipscomb. In left field, number 13, Lexer Sadui. At first base tonight, number 7, Mike Coyado. At second base, number 1, Juan Benjamin. At shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. At third base, number 12, Angel Hunnell. Catching tonight is number 45, Zach Fascia. The designated hitter for your Hillcats is number 5, Jose Pastrano. And on the bump for the Hillcats is number 32, Adam Cohen. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome the Brookville High School Choir.
It's time for baseball in the Hill City. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats getting set for game number 2 inside Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the coverage tonight and all season long as these two ball clubs right now kind of having opposite outlooks for this point of the season. Lynchburg clearly still into it, but they just have yet to find any sort of sustained success for longer than a couple handful of games at a time. They find themselves two games below 500 at 22-24. Carolina, they sit atop the North Division with an opportunity within the next few weeks to stake their claim in the postseason with a trip to the Carolina League playoffs by winning the first half. So, a lot to look forward to in the coming weeks if you're a Mudcats fan. For the Hillcats, plenty of time to scrap their way back into it, but it starts tonight with Adam Tolick on the mound. Tolick on the year. He started piecing it together since entering into a starting role. He's 2-1 in 11 appearances, a 4.50 ERA, 24 innings, 12 earned runs, 20 walks, 35 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 235 against the left-hander. We'll face a lineup for Carolina that looks a little like this. Leading off, the center fielder Luis Lara, batting second, Kaylin Nicasia. Hitting third, the designated hitter Luke Adams. Jay Savina hitting fourth, Gregory Barrios batting fifth, Jeremy Vargas in the sixth hole, batting seventh, Blayberg Diaz. Hitting eighth, Jesus Parra and Alexander Perez rounding out the starting nine. First pitch is fouled back to Lara, and we are underway at promptly 6:30. On a beautiful evening here in the Hill City, 77 degrees and not a cloud in sight as Tulloch fires that one well upstairs, one ball and one strike. Lara on the year batting 279 with a home run and seven RBIs. He went 0 for 4 last night. The 1-1 is cut on in the dirt, 1-2. He was robbed of a base hit to open up the ball game on a great diving play from Guy Lipscomb in center. 2-2 as that sails high and wide. As Tulloch tries to start the game out properly with an out. The 2-2 from the lefty. Fouled back. And Lara doing his job, seeing a lot of pitches. And trying to get Tulloch to use through his entire arsenal. That's what a leadoff hitter, a good leadoff hitter, will try and do. The 2-2 yet again fouled back and out of play. Tulloch has really settled in. His last outing, he went 3 2/3, only two hits, seven strikeouts. That just missed, and the count goes full. He was pounding the zone against Delmarva. Didn't get very deep into the game, but he looked solid. The payoff pitch. Anthony's got him looking. Sit down, see you later, says Adam Tulloch, as tonight's ball game opens up with a strikeout. Kaylin Nicasia will bat second as Victor Estevez is pointing toward the first base umpire regarding something. And it looks like maybe the bullpen gate is open, or maybe a glove sitting outside. Something was interfering the field of play. And they get that figured out as Nicasia digs in. One away as Tulloch back into the motion. It's fouled back for strike one. Sadui in left, Lipscomb in center, Antunez in right. And now at third, Devers at short, Benjamin at second with Coyado over at first. Strike two as Nicasia swings through it. Fascia behind the plate, helping out the lefty. Two-strike pitch. Chased one down low, and it's fouled back. As Nicasia stays alive. Yesterday, he went 1 for 4, had two strikeouts, though. In the first two innings, the 0-2 pitch. Nicasia fighting to stay alive as he caught a piece of it. Now's the lefty looking for a put-out pitch. Slow grounder over toward third. Hanau, sidearm throw, and right on time for out number two. Luke Adams, designated hitter this evening. He was at third last night, and he caused some problems for Lynchburg as he opened up the scoring with a solo shot in the first frame. Takes a called strike at 90 miles an hour here. He already steps out and calls time. Tulloch trying to work a quick inning. We said the same thing about Richardson last night before he gave up the home run. Line drive right back up the middle, and Adams keeps the inning going with a two-out single. That'll give way to Jace Avina. Avina hitting cleanup tonight was in the sixth spot last evening, where he picked up the hit in the ninth inning before getting caught stealing. He golfs it into center field. Lipscomb took an awkward route to get there, but settles underneath it and retires Avina to end the frame. The two-out hit does no harm, and we are scoreless heading to the bottom half of the first inning in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the first inning in the Hill City. It'll be Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Carolina. He has had quite the season, and a name that Mudcats fans have had their eye on since the start of the year. In his last outing, arguably his best, he went five innings of perfect, near-perfect baseball. Nine strikeouts and one hit batter as he dropped his ERA down to 3.18. It'll be Guy Lipscomb to lead things off against the right-hander. As high leg kick and a 97-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike gets us underway in the bottom half of the frame. And that's what we will see a lot of from Mizorowski, is a hard fastball, one that's hard to catch up to. That rides above the belt, 1-1. And they're not expecting him to be perfect every single ball game, but it'd be hard-pressed to ask him if they wouldn't like for him to replicate that outing again this evening, the 1-1. Outside, Lipscomb showing some patience, 2-1. Mizorowski, 6'7", 190. Second-round draft pick of the Milwaukee Brewers last season. Outside, ball three, as Lipscomb forcing him to work a little bit extra here, up to 98 with that fastball. Lipscomb reached base four times yesterday in the loss, 3-1. Taking all the way, and he draws a leadoff walk. As the first base runner of the game reaches for Lynchburg, as Mizorowski walks his first batter since May 19th. Juan Benjamin will dig in. Lipscomb over at first. We'll see how early they send him. A long pause. Lipscomb fakes, but the pitch misses. Another fastball for ball one. Lipscomb leading the Hillcats with 31 stolen bases. He almost had 32, but was caught stealing in the first inning of last night's ballgame. Another fake towards second and misses again. Ball two, a tight strike zone from Corey Gerber behind the plate as Mizorowski a little bit off his rhythm. Lipscomb takes his lead. The 2-0. Up and away, ball three. Mizorowski using up the entirety of that pitch clock. Whereas a lot of guys, they tend to work quickly, especially in the early frames. He is taking as much time as possible. The 3-0. Above the belt, ball four, and Mizorowski puts his arms out to the side in a bit of disbelief as he's walked the first two to open up the ball game. And I'm not sure if it's, he's not sure where it's missed or confused by his lack of command. They've been close. It hasn't been all over the place, but two walks have Lynchburg threatening in the first inning for Angel Hanau. Lipscomb now dancing off the bag at second, and Mizorowski will step off and look him back to the bag, and that's what Lipscomb does so well is he gets in the mind of the pitcher, and now Mizorowski wants to go and have a conversation with his catcher. That'll give us a chance to set the defense. Avina in left, Lara in center, Nicasia in right, Vargas at third, Barrios at short, Perez at second, Parra over at first with Diaz behind the plate. Now, waiting the first pitch from Mizorowski. Lipscomb halfway down the line as the pitch is fired in there, an off-speed pitch for strike one. Nobody covering the bag as Lipscomb relatively free to get in the pitcher's mind, and that's the second disengagement as Mizorowski clearly concerned about the speed of Lipscomb. We'll see if they are aggressive with the lefty at the plate, a clear throw toward third if they want it. Lipscomb literally halfway down the line. I'm not even joking. That misses low, 1-1. Sometimes a broadcaster can get in the habit of exaggerating the distance, but he was standing where the shortstop typically plays when they're pulled in. The 1-1. He breaks. It's down and in to throw down a snap throw. And it's not in time as Lipscomb avoids the tag. A double steal works to perfection as Benjamin in scoring position now as well. As Mizorowski will have some trouble with nobody out and a 2-1 count on Angel Hanau. Only two strikes thrown so far. Make it three as that slider wraps into the zone. 2-2. Lipscomb at third, Benjamin at second, Hanau at the dish. He's batting 188 in very limited action here in Lynchburg. The 2-2. Missing wide, and the count goes full. Lipscomb a little bit more controlled over at third in regards to trying to get into the pitcher's mind, but still causing a distraction. Payoff pitch. Blew it by him at 98, went up in the zone, and there's one away. A big first out for Mizorowski as Hanau is retired. He passes along some information to Mike Coyado. Lipscomb, Benjamin, Hanau, Coyado, Antunez, Endeavors, Sadui, Fassie, and Pastrano, the nine in order for the Hillcats. Runners on second and third, one away. As Coyado lifts it into left field, Avina drifting back, ranging back, reaches out, secures it in snow cone fashion, but that will allow Lipscomb to score. They appealed towards second to say the runner did not tag up. Coyado clearly does not believe that it was caught as he stands on second. And the umpires still haven't noticed. Coyado has not left the bag at second. It was clearly an out. Victor Estevez going out to argue. And I don't think the umpire realized that the runner's tagged up. I really don't. Coyado is standing on the bag at second base. Benjamin is over at third, and the runner tagged and scored from home. And now Jordan Smith is going out there to have a word. And I have never seen this before. Unless they're calling that a hit, he should not be on second base. So what's the call? Everyone confused. I don't think I've ever seen this. Now they point and they say Coyado is out. And he will be sent away. In all my years of watching baseball, I'm 25 years old and probably 22 of those have been spent watching baseball. I've never seen an umpire not recognize a flyout. Sacrifice fly scores a run as Lynchburg takes a 1-0 lead. Antunez takes a ball inside 1-0. Benjamin now at third after the confusion and chaos. Upstairs, ball two. Trying to regroup after whatever that was. The 2-0. Inside the zone with a breaking ball, 2-1. And the call of out was also very hidden by the infield umpire. 2-1. Ground ball toward first, and it's foul. 2-2. He just kind of barely stuck his arm out there and pointed toward second. Victor Estevez rightfully upset with how that all played out. Benjamin over at third. The 2-2 to Antunez. Well inside, full count. Runner on third. 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. The 3-2 for Misurowski. Little flare shot toward first. The first baseman, Parra, will take it himself, and the inning comes to a close. It wasn't simple by any means, as the inning looked a lot different than anybody ever would have expected, but it's a 1-0 lead for the Hillcats as we head to the second inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
One nothing lead for Lynchburg as we head to the top of the second inning as Mike Coyado's sacrifice fly scoring Guy Lipscomb in the bottom half of the first inning. The Hillcats are a significantly better ball club when they score first compared to when they give up a run early in the ball game. When Lynchburg scores first, they are 17-6. On the flip side, they are 5-18 when the opposing team gets a run on the board before they do. That'll be up to Adam Tulloch. Try to keep this at least a 1-0 ball game. Gregory Barrios will dig in for Carolina. Takes the ball outside, 1-0. Tulloch high leg kick, fires it inside, ball two. Barrios batting .211, no home runs, 10 RBIs. Yesterday he picked up two base knocks, including scoring a run in the second inning when he came around on a Jose Cibrian three-run blast that essentially put the game out of reach. That misses as well, ball three. As Barrios trying to reach base, back into the motion. A little bit high for ball four, and now Tulloch a little bit surprised by the zone. As Jeremy Vargas will dig in. Looks like a conversation being had between the home plate umpire Corey Gerber and the Hillcats dugout. Up that last ball, as that one misses as well, 1-0. Tulloch still looking for his first strike of the inning. Vargas batting .234. Throw over toward first. Talking with Jordan Smith before the ball game, he mentioned that Tulloch does a great job of controlling the running game. A 1-0. Missing in tight again, ball two. Part of it's because he's a left-handed arm. But the other part is that high leg kick. Finally floats one in there, 2-1, the first strike of the inning. That high leg kick, you don't know until he finally starts coming forward where he's going with the ball. Makes the runner second guess anything. The 2-1. Fouled away, 2-2. It's a very straight up and down motion. I don't have the side angle, but never really crosses his body. The 2-2 to Vargas, a throw over, but before that. One aboard, nobody out. Top of the second, 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. The 2-2 fouled off the catcher. They'll try again. Passia is seemingly unfazed. He played hockey and lacrosse growing up. And he told me that every position he played was just the one that had things hit at him. There was a goalie in both of those sports and a catcher here. Vargas continues to battle. Tulloch has used his two disengagements. The runner has not broke for second yet. The 2-2 yet again. Pulled out his back foot, but got a piece of it. And another long at bat up against Tulloch, who's closing in on 30 pitches with nobody out in the top of the second inning. Runner on first is Barrios. Tulloch delivers. It's lined down the right field line. Antunez ranging over, heading toward the corner, and it lands in fair territory and hops out of play. A ground rule double as Antunez just could not get there. And Carolina threatening with nobody out in the top of the second inning. Just landed inside that right field line. And then skipped over the bullpen wall. Out of play. Leyberg Diaz. Catcher here tonight. The corner's pulled in. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. The 0-1, a great job by Fascia to stab it. One ball and one strike. First base is open. But with nobody out, you'd like to get Diaz before any more damage. Big cut, strike two. Para on deck, awaiting his opportunity against Tulloch. The 1-2 from the left-hander. Fouled back behind the plate. And they'll try again. Tulloch making a lot of pitches in this inning. And still nobody out to show for it. Found away again, and Diaz continues to battle. Nothing coming easy for Tulloch. Mentioned his last few outings have been strong. He's given up one run in his last 7 2/3. The 1-2 in the dirt. Good job by Fascia to smother it as it squirts up the third base line, but not nearly far enough away for anyone to move. Left-hander sets at the belt with the pitch clock winding down. Ground ball between first and second into right field. They'll wave the runner around from second as Carolina has taken a 2-1 lead with nobody out in the top half of the second inning. Two RBI single for Diaz. As Jesus Parra. Be the batter. Zach Fascia wanting to have a conversation with Tulloch. As he's made 35 pitches in an inning plus. Hara adding 214, 14 RBIs, an OPS of 625. Slapped into right center field. Lipscomb charging in on it. And it'll fall in between both him and Antunez as neither one could get there in time. So a little flare single keeps the line moving with nobody out. The way Lipscomb and Antunez approached the ball, it looked like one of them was sure to have it. Carolina continues to threaten. Alexander Perez. Two aboard and nobody out. Perez with one RBI in the year. Makes a big cut for strike one. Tulloch needs to get an out. A check of second. The 0-1. That's in there for strike two, and Perez, not completely a fan. The left-hander has it slapped into the general admission seating. Sent some people scattering, including the Mudcats. Who already got yelled at earlier for how they were standing at the top of the dugout. They've returned to their perch. The 0-2. Fouled back again. And seems like Tulloch just unable to find that strikeout pitch. Struck out the first batter of the ball game. That's it. The 0-2. Blew up by him at 91. Went to fastball for a big first out. So he strikes out the first batter of the ball game and then strikes out the nine-hole hitter for the first time through the order. As Luis Lara will dig back in. Looking for his first hit of the series, he struck out looking to open up the ball game. Runners on first and second. One away, a 2-1 lead for Carolina. Lara, right field line, hooking, out of play. Lara thought he had ball four in his first trip, but got rung up by Corey Gerber. The 0-1. Half-hearted swing. Strike two. Took something off of it, maybe a high changeup. The 0-2 to Lara. Something off speed again that never broke through the zone. One ball and two strikes. Tulick. Over 45 pitches. Not even through two innings. The 1-2. Backdoor slider. Didn't get the call, and it's 2-2. A tight zone tonight from the home plate umpire. That's a good make for a long evening. 2-2 from the left-hander. Well outside, and the count goes full. So from 0-2 to 3-2, Lara has battled back. Runner on second is Diaz. Para over at first. Payoff pitch. Slapped out of play. He went with a fastball, and it stays alive. Long inning for Tulick. Once again, the 3-2 with only one away. Ground ball over towards second, and he can't get it out of his glove. And everybody is safe. Benjamin took his eye off of it as he went to throw to second. And the bases are loaded with still only one away. He got the ground ball he needed. Just not able to pick up and out. As Benjamin trying to turn it a little bit too quickly. Kalen Nicasia. He grounded out in his first trip. With an RBI opportunity as that one finds the dirt for ball one. The 1-0. High drive left center field. Lipscomb drifting back, ranging back in front of the wall will make the grab before crashing into it. The runner will score on the tag from third. Everyone else scampers back to the bag. As it's a 3-1 lead for Carolina, but now two away. Good jolt from Nicasia. Did his job and got that runner home. As Luke Adams, the eighth man to bat in the inning. As looks like Jordan Smith will go to the bullpen already. He's out. Gets the ball from Tulick. And they call for the arm. We'll meet the new pitcher in a minute when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the Ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So Tolick only able to go 1 2/3 as Bronny Munoz will take over on the mound for him. Tolick is responsible for both runners aboard at this point. Munoz making his ninth appearance, his fourth out of the bullpen. He's 1-1 with a 5.97 ERA. And just under 32 innings, he's given up 21 earned runs. 22 strikeouts and 9 walks. He has surrendered 3 home runs. That has kind of been the knock on Munoz, is he gives up the long ball more often than you would like. He could be pitching very well, but then he gives up a solo shot or who knows what, and things start unraveling. His last outing, he went 3 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, but only 1 was earned. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts against Delmarva. They're going to look for him to eat some innings after Tolick did not get through the second. Luke Adams will be the first batter that Munoz gets to face. Comes in with 2 aboard and 2 away. 3-1 lead for Carolina, top of the second inning. Adams swings out the first pitch. It finds right field on Tunez. Makes the grab and the inning is over. One pitch, one out for Munoz as he does his job. And the top of the second comes to a close. We head to the bottom half with Lynchburg having some work to do. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Jacob Mizorowski is back on the mound after a lot of time on the bench. As he'll face the bottom half of the Hillcats order, Jose Devers, Lexer Sadui, and Zach Fassie at the 3-2 up. As Carolina has earned their right-handed starter the lead at 3-1. Lynchburg with the run, but still without a hit. First pitch to Devers. Just misses for ball one. Devers batting .212, 2 home runs, 24 RBIs. The 1-0. Finds the zone, 1-1. He also owns the lone walk-off on the year for Lynchburg. The 1-1. Off the corner, 1-2. That walk-off came against Salem in the last homestand. The 1-2. Slow chopper foul. Devers getting the start tonight at short after being at third last night. He had a rough evening at the plate. Went 0 for 4. Two-strike pitch. Up and in, leaned him back, 2-2. Nobody aboard, nobody out. The 2-2 pitch from Mizorowski. Out in front of a breaking ball, but able to get a piece of it. And they'll reset. Mizorowski comes set. Trying to settle in after a long first inning for him. Caught Devers looking. And first out of the inning is recorded. On a backwards K. As Lexer Sadui will step in. Mizorowski came from a junior college in Missouri, as that one just misses. He was the 63rd overall pick by the Brewers. Big cut. 1-1. He was taken several slots behind Parker Messick, as Sadui now down 1-2. Messick, the Hillcats' designated ace, was drafted 54th in last year's draft. Mizorowski has been equally as impressive. The 0-2 ran it in tight. 1-2-2. Scoreboard had it wrong. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Sadui trying to extend the at-bat. Right-hander Mizorowski has it lined back up the middle, fielded cleanly by Barrios behind the bag. And not so clean throw, but reeled in by Parra. As there's now two away. Zach Fassia will be the batter. Fassia had his first home run of the season last week up in Delmarva. Hit it over the right field wall. He displayed a little bit of power as that runs into his back foot for ball one. Fassia. His average has dipped to 229 with 4 RBIs. As he takes a called strike there, 1-1. Fassia from Brampton, Ontario. One and two. Ironically, the starter tonight, Adam Tulloch, also from Canada. So the battery from north of the border has the 1-2. Popped up and out of play as Fassia stays alive. Mizorowski would like to end this inning without allowing a base runner in a nice clean frame for the right-hander. The 1-2. Missed inside. Hit 98 again with the fastball. 2-2. Man, he's got a lot of power in that frame. The 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. Fassia goes down on strikes. As 2 strikeouts in the inning. retires the Hillcats in order. We head to the third, a 3-1 lead for Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Ronnie Munoz back on the mound after picking up the final out of the second inning with just one pitch. After Adam Tulloch just really struggled to find his command in that second inning. As Jay Savina takes the ball down low. Tulloch, we can close the book on him as the 1-0. Misses in tight, ball two. He gave up four hits, three runs. They were all earned, one walk and two strikeouts. As Carolina was able to tee off on him, a high pop-up center field. Lipscomb drifting back, backpedaling some more, and with his heels up against the Sunbelt Tools sign. Records the out. As Gregory Barrios. He walked and scored in the second inning. Second night in a row, Carolina has put a three spot on the board in that second frame. That one misses in tight for ball one. The only difference is Lynchburg scored first. Out of play. 1-1. Munoz, a right-hander into the motion. Ground ball toward third. Waiting back on it is Hanau. A long throw. Gets Barrios by a couple of steps for out number two. That's a good play from Angel Hanau. Last year when he was up with Lynchburg, we saw him struggle a bit defensively with the adjustment to the new level, especially entering into a playoff chase. As that runs up and in for ball one. But he was able to wait back on it and play it on an in-between hop. Out to right field on Tunez toward the line. Still drifting, makes the grab in front of the wall. Out of play for out number three. A 1-2-3 third inning for Bronny Munoz, a much-needed one for the Hillcats as we head to the bottom half of the inning. 3-1 our score in favor of Carolina.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
A much better inning for the Hillcats in the third inning than it was in the second, as Ronnie Munoz worked quickly through that frame. Jacob Mizorowski will face 9-1-2. Lynchburg still looking for their first hit. They have a run, but that was thanks to two walks to open up the ball game, and then a double steal moved the runners into scoring position, and then a sacrifice double fly ball confusion allowed the Hillcats to tack on their first run. Jose Pastrano takes the ball inside. Pastrano yesterday came in late as a defensive replacement. Thank God an at-bat, and took the first pitch he saw right back up the middle. Down an in ball two. He came in for Tyrese Turner. Who is still slowly making his way back from injury. 2-2 from Mizorowski. In there for a called strike. Estrada on the year only batting 164. He awaits the 2-1. Check swing, but it was in the zone. 2-2. Cats still looking for that first hit of the ball game. They trail by two. Fouled right at the plate. Caught a piece of Diaz behind the dish. And Pastrano stays alive. He steps out and calls time. Beautiful night here in Lynchburg. One of the best we've had all season so far. Not a cloud in sight. The 2-2. Up and away, ball three, and the count goes full. These are the kinds of nights you dream for as someone who works in baseball. Not too hot. High 70s, low 80s. As the payoff pitch from Mizorowski is fouled back. Not a cloud in the sky. No threat of rain in the area. And a good crowd on hand to watch the Hillcats and the Mudcats in game two of this series. Payoff from Mizorowski. Missing a bit wide, and the Hillcats have their leadoff runner aboard for the first time since the first. As Guy Lipscomb will get his opportunity, his second chance. He scored on the confusing sacrifice fly. I'm still trying to figure out what happened on that play. Mizorowski has it fouled back for strike one. My assumption is the umpire thought that both runners had gone back to the bag instead of tagging up. Up above the belt, they appeal, and they say he went around. And Lipscomb turns toward the home plate umpire, very confused. Now he calls time. The crew winning no favors here. As Lipscomb finds himself down to the count, no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Well upstairs, 1-2. But going back to that play, I really think That was the assumption made by the umpires, that both runners had gone back to the bag and not tagged up. The 1-2. Ground ball over towards short. Should be an easy double play. On to first. They call him out. Lipscomb was hustling down the line as he looked quite upset. Was mad about the check swing call and now a little disappointed with that there as he still turns and has some words for the home plate umpire before making his way back to the dugout. This is game two of the series. Last night, Hillcats left upset after two calls went against them. And already feeling as if some more are happening tonight. Juan Benjamin digs in after the double play. Looked like he may have beaten it out from my vantage point. But nevertheless, 6-4-3 double play as Benjamin fouls it away. Mizorowski's fastball has dropped a little bit down to 96. Was at 98 earlier. We haven't seen him blowing anything up to 98. As that one at 89 was fouled away. He was out in front of what looked like a slider. 0-2 on Benjamin. He walked and was stranded at third with a run on the board in the first inning. And Lynchburg jumped out to the 1-0 lead. Two-strike pitch from Mizorowski. Hold the string, Benjamin out in front, and the inning comes to a close. A 1-2-3 frame for Mizorowski as he picks up his fourth strikeout of the ballgame. We head to the bottom, to the top of the fourth inning, a 3-1 advantage for Carolina.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Top of the fourth inning, which means it's time to take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. A lot of games underway amongst the Carolina League. And not many scores to report. Three games all scoreless. Salem and Myrtle Beach, Columbia and Down East scoreless in the top of the third. Fayetteville and Kannapolis scoreless heading to the top of the third. Delmarva and Fredericksburg, a 1-0 lead for the Shorebirds in the bottom half of the second inning. And then Augusta and Charleston, 2-0 in favor of the Green Jackets. Here, a 3-1 lead for Carolina as we head to the fourth. Ronnie Munoz, first pitch fouled off and into the party deck for strike one on Blayberg Diaz. The 0-1, line drive right field line, softly hit, but that'll land out of play. Strike two on Diaz. Diaz with the two RBI single in his last trip. Hit it right to that same spot. Sliding play by Benjamin, and he can't field it as He knocked it down, and then when he spun to try and grip it and fire it to first, it slipped out of his glove, and the runner is safe. I'm assuming they will give him a base hit. Benjamin had to range a long way over. It would have been a close play at the bag as Jesus Parra will dig in. That misses in tight for ball one. Parra 1-for-1 with a single in the second inning. Lynchburg looking for their bullpen to do what they did yesterday. Pulled out his back foot, 1-1. Yesterday, the Hillcats bullpen went 6 scoreless innings after taking over for Alonzo Richardson heading into the fourth. Healthy cut for strike 2 as Parra swinging for the fences. Lynchburg was down 5-0, when the bullpen came in yesterday. As that was wide, 2-2. And by the time the game ended, it was 5-1 in favor of Carolina, but the bullpen had kept them in it for quite a long time as Parra jolts it left field, looking up is Sadui, and it is gone. Jesus Parra with a 2-run home run continues the Mudcat slugfest in the first 2 games of this series, as their offense has awoken, and that's scary for the rest of the Carolina League, as Alexander Perez takes up and in. Talking to Greg Young before the series, the voice of the Carolina Mudcats, he mentioned it was pitching and defense that had carried them, as Perez pops it up on the infield. Benjamin backpedals and grabs it for out number 1. The offense had not turned the corner. They're hoping they would start clicking soon, and based on what we've seen in the first game and a half, they might be approaching that next level of offensive production. As the top of the order, Luis Lara takes the ball upstairs. 1-0. This is wide, ball 2. Crowd has gone quiet here in the fourth, as that misses as well, ball 3. Lara reached on an error in his last trip to the plate. Ground ball up the middle into center field as he picks up his first hit of the series. And Carolina just continues to rake. And Lynchburg just does not have an answer at this point. They've still yet to pick up a hit. Kalen Nicasia will be the batter. As a big breaking ball finds the zone for strike 1. Lara over at first trying to get a read on Munoz as to when to take off. They throw over, the tag placed, but not in time. 5-1 our score. What an end of that last night, where we find ourselves today. Now tipped into the glove for strike 2. You only just see it in the body language of the Hillcats. They just look a little bit defeated. Two-strike pitch from Munoz is slapped into center field again past the outstretched glove of Benjamin. Lara takes a big turn around second. They throw back behind him to the bag, but he's back easily. Back-to-back singles have two runners aboard and only one away. Luke Adams. He's one for two. As Munoz, after a quick third inning, where he went 1-2-3, struggling here in the fourth. One out was to Alexander Perez, already a home run surrendered in the frame. Luke Adams takes inside for ball one. For Munoz, that was the fourth home run he has surrendered this season. The 1-0. Curveball finds the zone for a called strike. It's interesting to note, three of his four home runs allowed have all come at Bank of the James Stadium. Fouled away at the plate. 1-2. Bank of the James Stadium is not a very hitter-friendly ballpark. It's a little less cavernous than some, but it's not where the ball just jumps out of here. 1-2. In the dirt, two balls and two strikes. And part of that is the Hillcats themselves don't hit very many home runs. And so the team that I work for and follow the closest, they don't hit many here. But most opposing teams don't either. As that's roped into left field, Sadui backtracking, bounces up against the wall. And that'll score at least one run as the throw comes in and an RBI double from Luke Adams. 6-1 ball game. Nicasia stopped at third. Still only one away. Nine hits already in the ballgame for Carolina as the infield is pulled in for Jay Savina. He's 0 for 2. He flew out to center field twice. Pops it up right field side, and that finds the seats. Infield also shifted towards third. A large gap between first and the first baseman as that misses tight. 1-1. The outfield relatively straight away. Lipscomb just to the left field side of second base. The 1-1. Ground ball toward third. A look the runner back to second. A long throw to first will get the batter. But they don't have anything to stop the runner from scoring from third. As Adams remains put at second, but the fielder's choice makes it a 7-1 ball game. Gregory Barrios, 0-1, but he walked and scored in the second inning. The eighth man to bat in the frame as Fascia wants to go out and have a word with his pitcher. Four runs already on the board here in the fourth inning for Carolina. Three runs in the second inning allowed them to jump out to this pretty commanding lead. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good job by Fascia to hold the runner at second for ball one. Lynchburg with a lot of work to do as they still are looking for their first hit off of Jacob Mizorowski. Pitched well despite some command issues. The 1-0. Popped up and out of play, 1-1. for a while, the Hillcats' bats were what could not be stopped. They seem to have cooled off here in the latter half of May. The 1-1 from Munoz. Popped up on the infield. It'll be Collado and foul ground, making the grab, and the inning is over. But not before Carolina puts four more runs on the board. A 7-1 advantage as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
I wish I had more good news to report if you are a Lynchburg Hillcats fan. It's a 7-1 ball game in favor of Carolina. The lone bright spot start so far is the fact that there's still five innings and Diaz just sailed a throw down to second into center field. So if you're looking for positives, there they are. But plenty of ball game left. They still have six more trips to the dish, at least. As Angel Hanau will try to lead things off against Jacob Mizorowski, who has been unhittable. First pitch is outside at 96, 1-0. He's had some command issues. That's how Lynchburg has their one run on the board. Other than that, Lynchburg has not been able to get anything going. Up the middle, there it is. The first hit of the ball game belongs to Angel Hanau as Lynchburg cracks the scoreboard in the hit column. The leadoff single, back-to-back innings. Lynchburg has had their leadoff runner aboard. We'll see if they try to send Hanau to avoid a double play, which has been an Achilles heel for this ball club in this series. They had four last night and already won today, which hurts any sort of momentum you may be trying to build as Mike Collado takes down below the knees for ball one. Runner on first, nobody out. The 1-0 from Mizorowski. A little bit wide, Collado went down into a squat to watch it all the way into the glove. 2-0. Shadow is beginning to creep over the field. The 2-0 finds the zone, 2-1. Final day in May, which means the days are getting ever so longer, and the sun a factor a little bit more than the first baseman would probably like. The 2-1 is popped up and out of play, 2-2. Para, he has his sunglasses on top of his hat while looking right at the pitcher. You can tell he's fighting the sun in case of a pickoff attempt. The 2-2. Just missed down and away, and the count goes full to Collado. That's one of the difficulties of playing at Bank of the James Stadium, is that sun fades behind the left field wall and right into the eyes of the first baseman when there's a runner aboard. Payoff pitch is lifted into center field. Lara, in good position, puts it away for the first out of the inning. Alfredo Antunez will be the batter. He grounded out to first to end the first inning in his first trip to the plate. It also provides a bit of an advantage to anyone trying to run. The sun, that is. As Antunez golfs it foul. It just allows the runner a little bit more comfort to know that the pitcher, even if he makes a good throw, the first baseman may not always be able to make the play with that sun right in their eyes. The 0-1 inside, 1-1. And it's not much. You're grasping at straws in a conversation like that. But with the Hillcats' aggressive base running style, it plays a small role to their success. Ball two, as that misses wide. It gives you an extra maybe half inch, full inch, 2 inches. I don't know, maybe a foot. Up the line. If you look to dive back in under a tag. Timeout is called, a late time, and a pitch clock violation has been applied. 3-1, as Mizorowski just did not get rid of it in time. We've seen him run that clock well down as the 3-1. Blew it by him, 97. Antunez chased one up in the zone. The count goes full. And now over at first, the payoff pitch. Ground ball foul. And they'll try again. Antunez, very strong when he gets to two strikes, able to protect. The 3-2. Hopped it up behind the plate. Diaz giving it a look toward the netting, and he'll run out of space. As that landed about three rows back. Payoff pitch yet again from Mizorowski. 97 reared back again, and Antunez could not catch up to it as he chased a high fastball. There's two away. Antunez taking a slow walk back to the dugout. As Jose Devers will try and keep the inning going and move that runner around as Lynchburg down by six. Can't wait too long to try and make any sort of push as Devers chases the high heat. There is an arm getting loose for Carolina. Can't see the number. Looped into center field. Lara charging in on it will make the head high grab as the inning comes to a close. Leadoff single does no harm as Mizorowski continues to impress here this evening. 7-1 advantage as we head to the fifth for the Mudcats here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after this. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Seven to one lead for Carolina as Bronny Munoz remains on the mound for another inning of work. As Lynchburg has dug themselves quite a bit of a hole. As Jeremy Vargas will lead things off for the Mudcats. He's one for two. He doubled in the second inning. Just frustrating nights for Lynchburg in these first two ball games. In the zone for strike one as Munoz gets the inning started well. The 0-1. Missing inside, 1-1. It just seems like there's a little bit of a lack of confidence. 1-2 as that hooks in. Two-strike pitch from Munoz. In the dirt, 2-2. And I don't want to say it's because of the loss of Nate Furman, but I can't deny that that's a tough guy to replace as that caught a piece of the home plate umpire. Furman, before the season even began, he was described to me as a spark plug. A 2-2. Line drive, leaping attempt by Benjamin, but it finds center field. Leadoff base knock for Carolina. As Blayberg Diaz, 2-for-2 on the day. When you lose a guy that you consider a spark plug, it's hard to motivate yourselves a little bit as a guy who you maybe look to for energy when things are bleak is no longer the guy in the dugout motivating guys and keeping guys focused and into the ballgame. The 1-0. Missing in tight, ball two. And every team goes through that, especially in single-A baseball, where they lose a guy and it's tough to adjust, but Nate Furman, a bigger loss than most. 2-1 as Diaz swung through it. Not only was he excellent at the plate, he was excellent defensively and just a leader in the clubhouse. The 2-1 popped up first base side. Collado drifting as it finds the party deck. And to just emphasize how important Nate Furman was, they had a team meeting after he left. Ground ball over towards second. Benjamin dives, can't make the play as that finds right field. And Antunez can't pick it up. The throw comes into second as the runner tries to pick up two, and he slides underneath the tag. Devers can't believe it. He took a big hop, thinking he had the out. When he found out that Diaz was called safe, he expressed his frustration and continues to do so. The throw beat him. That was Jesus Parra. Will be the batter. Infield pulled in yet again with runners on second and third. And nobody out. Downstairs for ball one. But back to Furman. They called a team meeting. And Jordan Smith was honest with them. He said, guys, it is hard to replace somebody like Furman. He told him that they would be all right, but he understood that this is a big loss that people look to as a leader and somebody that they look to as a motivator. And you can see maybe the effects of that playing into how this series has started and just the body language from the Hiltcats, as they don't have that guy that they can turn to right now and know that his head's still going to be in the game. The 1-0 to Parra. Ground ball over towards short. Devers looks the runner back to third. And they'll make the throw to first as Diaz was caught in between second and third, but I don't think Coyado was aware of it. He was trying to get caught in a rundown as the runner did not take off from third, and Coyado just gave it back to the pitcher with one away. So the infield being pulled in worked out well as Alexander Perez with one away. Now the infield is pulled back. I'm a little shocked by that decision with only one out. Corners are still pulled in as Perez down in the count 0-1. Big curveball, a little high. So we'll see how this team adjusts going forward. Like we said, it's a big loss, but Angel Hanau coming in could be a massive game. A 1-1. And I think that might have hit him. And now Zach Fascia turned to the home plate umpire and kind of talked him out of it as Perez just spun out of the way, ran in tight. Everyone reacted as if it did, but home plate umpire correctly made the call. 2-1. Popped up right field. Antunez settling underneath it. Runners will look to tag. He charges in, and a strong throw is not cut off. The play at the plate. The tag not made. Fascia missed the tag, and the runner missed home plate. And then when he came around, slapped his hand on the bag, and an 8-1 lead for the Mudcats is the result on the sacrifice fly. When it rains, it pours. Luis Lara, as that one misses wide, 1-0. Not much of a protest from Fascia. As I'm trying to get a look at the replay, I couldn't see it too clearly as that misses wide as well, 2-0. The throw beat him by a lot of space, but credit to Vargas, he was able to slide around the tag and reach in there to extend the Mudcat lead, 3-0 to Lara. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. 3-0, ball four. These are some long innings for the Lynchburg Hillcats. That's Kalen Nicasia. And you can hear the crowd growing a little more restless with every waking minute. Appears to be more so with those not in the all-white jerseys. As the first pitch to Nicasia, this is a bit wide, ball one. And now Tony Arnold wants to go have a word with Munoz, as they don't want this inning to go from bad to worse. 11 hits on the day for Carolina, 8 runs, no errors. Lynchburg, 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors. And they just do not look sharp
this evening. Munoz came in replace of Tulik, who could not get out of the second inning. And they're relying on Munoz to try to give them a little bit of length. And credit to him, he's kind of playing the role of sacrificial lamb. Taking a lot of runs to his ERA as the number continues to climb. But he keeps grinding through it. Hillcats down by 7. Garcia takes down low. Eerily quiet here at Bank of the James Stadium as the sun sets behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. A great sight in the Hill City. Just missed wide again. They appeal on a check swing. They say he did not go around, and Munoz now struggling to find the zone. He walked Lara on 4 pitches. He's down 2-0 to Nicasio. Actually, make it ball 4 as I miscounted. Bases are loaded for Luke Adams. And one base knock could essentially put this game to rest in the fifth inning. 8-1 advantage for Carolina. Bases loaded, 2 away. Luke Adams at the dish. He's 2-for-3 on the day. He's had a good series so far. He had a home run yesterday. Munoz pumps one in there at 88 after 8 straight balls. For strike 1. Long wait to call timeout from Adams as he was nowhere near the box. He now steps in. The 0-1 from the right-hander. Down in the dirt, 1-1. Another long inning in the field for the Hillcats. On the flip side, they have not spent much time in the dugout. The 1-1. In the dirt, a good block by Fassia to hold the runners. They appeal on a check swing. They say he did not go around. Sure Guy Lipscomb would like to have a word about that, as they said he went around on a similar situation. 2-1 to Adams. As that's roped right at the shortstop, Devers misplays it and has to eat it. It was a hard smash right at him, and when he went to transfer it, he just lost it. And now Jordan Smith will be forced to go back to his bullpen again as another runner comes home. And it's a 9-1 advantage in favor of Carolina as Adams reaches on the air by the shortstop as Diaz comes home. A rough outing for Munoz as he leaves with Carolina having tacked on 6 more to the board. 9-1 in favor of Carolina. When we come back, we'll meet the new pitcher right after this.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Petway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Bases loaded, two away, and a 9-1 lead for Carolina as Miguel Venezio will take over on the mound for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Venezio making his 14th appearance. He's 2-2 with a 10.91 ERA in just under 16 innings. He's given up 19 earned runs. 12 walks, 15 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 306, and he has surrendered a team-high 5 home runs. As the body language on the Hillcats just screams, defeated. And I'm not sure what was going on in center field, but Lipscomb had taken a seat. Looks like he might have been stretching something out. Something to keep an eye on as he got up and took a couple bounces as if to get ready, but hopefully he was just stretching something out to stay loose. He's been standing out there for quite a while. Jay Savina swings at a fastball for strike one. At 93 from Venezio. Venezio's numbers have been inflated by a couple bad outings. He's had some solid ones as well. As that is lined foul and off the clubhouse. A strike two. Venezio in his last outing, one of the good ones. He went an inning, no hits, no runs, no strikeouts, and no walks against Delmarva. Lynchburg would love for him to be able to just replicate that here and get out of the inning without allowing another run to cross. 9-1 advantage, a two-strike pitch to Avina. Called strike three. Venezio did his job and gets the strikeout as the eighth man to bat in the inning goes down looking. And the inning comes to a close, a 9-1 lead in favor of Carolina when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, está escuchando Hillcats.
Jacob Mizorowski's day is done as he goes 4 full innings of work. We'll close the book on the right-hander after another solid start from him. He went 4 innings of one-hit baseball, only one run. It was earned as he issued 3 walks in the ball game, but 5 strikeouts as Mizorowski continues to impress on the young season. And Aiden Maldonado will take over for him on the year. This is his 9th appearance. He's 0-4 with a 5.18 ERA. In 24 innings, he's given up 14 earned runs, 11 walks, 28 strikeouts, but opponents are hitting 320 against him. Lexer Sadui will lead things off for Lynchburg by taking a strike in the bottom of the 5th. A lot of work to do. Down 9-1. Now Sadui, 0-1 on the day. Down below the zone, 1-1. The right-hander has it fouled back by Sadui for strike two, and you have to wonder why Mizorowski was pulled at this point in the ball game. He did make 73 pitches, which was creeping up there as Sadui grounds that one foul to stay alive. But the way he was pitching, you thought, well, maybe he could get another inning of work and be in line for a victory. But you also have to look at the fact he was in the dugout for a long time in between innings, each time out. Two-strike pitch. Missing in tight, 2-2, as Maldonado thought that was strike three. And so in order to prevent any sort of strain or injury from going cold and coming back out, they went to their bullpen. The 2-2 for Maldonado. Ground ball over towards second. Easy play for the Mudcats, one away. Zach Fascia will be the batter. Aiden Maldonado, 6'1", 175, 22 years of age from Scottsdale, Arizona. He was the 14th round pick by the Brewers last year. As that finds the zone to Fascia at 77 for strike one. Maldonado attended Minnesota, Golden Gophers. Fascia chases another curveball down in the dirt. Strike two. Right-hander. Comes set and fires. Fascia chased three straight curveballs. That one in the dirt. Throw on down and retire him for out number two. Jose Pastrano will now dig in. Maldonado he listed his hometown in college as Rosemount, Minnesota, but his birthplace was Scottsdale, Arizona. Jose Pastrano, he walked back in the third inning. Takes outside for ball one. Maldonado was the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week toward the end of the season last year, and then also the Dave Winfield Pitcher of the Year in 2022. To Pastrano. Curveball that breaks into the zone. 2-1. That curveball has some pretty solid break. And he seems very comfortable throwing it. A high fastball that Pastrano fouls off. 2-2. Right-hander comes set. In the dirt. Full count. Lynchburg down 9-1. Bottom of the fifth. And a full count ahead of Pastrano. As that may have caught a piece of Diaz behind the dish, and the umpire will give him a few extra moments to recover. Payoff from Maldonado. Fouled away again, and Pastrano got a piece of the curveball. Otherwise, that might have gone in the dirt. That seems to be his put-away pitch. As the 3-2 to Pastrano. Down and away. Ball four. So Pastrano works a two-out walk, his second walk of the ball game. First issued by Maldonado, as that'll bring up the top of the order, and Guy Lipscomb, who was retired on a double play his last trip. He had some questions after being called out at first. It was a bang-bang play. As the curveball breaks in there for strike one. Heavy dosage of benders for Maldonado. The 0-1. Blew it by him at 90. Looked like Lipscomb may have been sitting on a curveball again. Maldonado a strike away from ending the fifth, a 9-1 lead for Carolina. Another curveball that Lipscomb wisely laid off as it was off the plate. Pastrano at the bag at first. Right-hander sets and fires. Fastball grounded over towards second, and the inning is over. Lynchburg struggles again to do anything as they trail 9-1. We head to the top of the sixth here in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Still plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
A 9-1 advantage for the Carolina Mudcats as the Hillcats have struggled here in this ball game. How did we get to this point? Well, it really all started in the second inning as Carolina put a crooked number on the board, a three spot, made it 3-1 as Lynchburg struck first in the first inning. Then the fourth inning, the floodgates really opened up. A two-run home run from Jesus Parra. Out the party started, and then two more runs will be tacked on as Jeremy Vargas ropes this one into the left center gap, as that'll get down and go toward the wall. Vargas around second. He's going to throw on the brakes there as Lipscomb got it in quickly. And Vargas starts out the sixth with a leadoff double. Then in the fifth inning, continuing on, Carolina tacked on two more before Venezia, with the bases loaded, was able to get the final out on a backwards K. As Jeremy Vargas Jeremy Vargas is at the plate right now. Gregory Barrios with the double. That found the gap. His first hit of the night. Vargas, 2-for-3. Takes down and away for ball one. Guess I got to stop looking at the scoreboard. It has been off for most of the evening. 2-0 as that one runs in on Vargas. Benicio trying to settle in. It's been a rough go of it for him on the season. As we mentioned, his last outing, much more controlled and solid. 2-0. Up and in again, ball three. In a similar vein, the Hillcats bullpen, up until you could argue today, had settled in, as that finds in the zone at 3-1. In the month of April, the Hillcats bullpen was a bit erratic as they struggled to control ball games. As the 3-1 broken bat into center field, going to be a tough play. Lipscomb charging in, slides on two knees, and makes the grab. And He goes down, but hops back up. One away. Nice play by the center fielder, as the runner will have to hold at second. It looks scary there for a second as Lipscomb, when he slid, he went down on both two knees. And then kind of crumpled over after checking to see that the runner was going back to second. As the first pitch to Blayberg Diaz is upstairs for ball one. But he was able to hop back up and looks to be okay. One and one as Diaz out in front of something off speed. Runner on second, one away. Benicio, after the leadoff double, fires that one wide, two and one. And as I was saying, the bullpen, and really the pitching staff as a whole, in the month of April, had a month they would like to forget. It was a 4.78 ERA, but much of that came from the bullpen. That finds the zone, two and two. In May, the ERA is down below 4 at 3.98. So they have settled in a little bit more. Tonight, not a fair example of how they've pitched in the month of May. It just so happens to come on the final day of the month. 2-2 is fouled back, and Diaz stays alive. But for the most part, Lynchburg has pitched very well in this month and compared to how they pitched in the month of April. That trend continues. June could be a really good month. The 2-2, and Diaz stays alive as he fouls off a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And I know the Hillcats would love to see that pitching staff really turn the corner and nail things down. The 2-2 at the dish, and they stay alive. And it's interesting, comparing last year to this year, two completely different styles of baseball. Now, you could argue that both are small ball teams, and that's 100% true. As the 2-2 to Diaz, finally got him, pulled the string, and Diaz with one hand swung around it for out number two. As Jesus Parra will dig in with two away. But what I mean by two completely different teams is more in how they win ball games. Parra takes well inside for ball one. Last year's team, and even into this year, they struggled to score runs. Offense was at a premium as they just struggled to hit the ball. 1-0. Outside, ball two. There was a couple guys who you could rely on consistently, but even their best hitters were around 260, 270. That's just where they sat. 2-0 to Parra. Driven into center field. Lipscomb ranging back with his back to home plate. Leaps, makes the grab, collides into the wall. What a play by Lipscomb. Lost his hat and held on to make an outstanding grab. Two great plays by the Hillcats center fielder in this inning. Keep Carolina off the board. That was SportsCenter top 10 worthy. Wow. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning as Lipscomb gets an ovation from those behind the dugout and is greeted by the whole team as he heads in. What a play by the Hillcats center fielder. We head to the bottom half of the sixth, a 9-1 lead for Carolina when we return after this on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration.
For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Well, a little bit more life in the ballpark after Guy Lipscomb robbing extra bases away from Jesus Parra to end the top of the sixth inning. Juan Benjamin will lead things off as that misses down and in for ball one. If you missed the play, we had a great camera angle for it as Benjamin fouls it away 1-1. He turned his back, took an excellent route, but then got crossed up, spun around, while falling down, made the grab and collapsed into the wall. Lost his hat in the process. Maybe a dent in that center field padding. The appeal on a check swing, he did not go around for ball two. 9-1 advantage, though, for Carolina. As Aiden Maldonado has that one grounded foul. 2-2. Benjamin, 0-1. He walked in the first inning and then struck out to end the third. Only one hit on the board for the Hillcats in this ballgame. That came from the guy who's on deck, Angel Hanau. Ground ball towards second. Easy play for Carolina. One away. Angel Hanau will dig in. Going back to the conversation we were having last inning about two different types of ball clubs. Last year's team, as we were saying, they did it with late inning rallies, playing from behind almost the whole season. As a right-hander fires it outside for ball one. And a lot of late game comebacks and low scoring ball games. As we mentioned, offense was at a premium. 1-0. Skied into left field. Avina ranging back toward the line and in front of the warning track will make the grab for out number two. As Mike Coyado will dig in. Last year's team was really carried by their pitching staff, who with guys like Will Dion, Jack Leftwich, Rodney Boone for a little bit, Trenton Denholm. Those were all just starting pitchers for the team at various points. That wasn't even all of the collection of great pitchers that we saw come through the Hill City last year. 1-0 to Coyado as that missed up above. In there, 1-1. And that strategy has continued into this season. For them up in Lake County, they're relying on their pitching and late-game comebacks. Flared out into left center field. That'll drop for a base knock as Coyado takes a big turn around first. He'll hold up there. The throw gets in really quickly. As Coyado keeps the inning going with the Hillcats' second hit for Wilfredo Antunez. And those late-game comebacks continued last night. Jorge Burgos, who was down here in Lynchburg, had some clutch hits You know, the one against Down East as Antunez swings through it. That kept them alive in the postseason chase right before the midseason point. Last night, he had two home runs, something that was uncharacteristic for the team last year, including a walk-off home run as Antunez fouls it back for strike two. And so it's great to see Jorge Burgos continuing to produce and developing that power swing. It's what he came in as, and then switched up his swing and slapped it all across the yard. The two-strike pitch to Antunez. Down and away, 1-2. But he showed that when it's needed, he can still produce some pop, and he did it yesterday. While at home in Lake County. But here in Lynchburg, it's a 9-1 lead for Carolina. The 1-2 pitch from Maldonado to Antunez. He chops it foul. And all of that to compare to this season, where offense up until these past few ball games has come rather easily for Lynchburg. It's the 1-2 outside 2-2. For a while, they were leading the Carolina League in runs scored. As the 2-2 from Maldonado. Blew it by him. And Antunez couldn't catch up to the high fastball. He tried to protect, but didn't get a piece of it. And we head to the seventh. A 9-1 advantage for Carolina when we come back. After you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Miguel Vinicio will stay on the mound for the seventh inning as Lynchburg trying to preserve their bullpen a little bit longer. Being down 9-1. Vinicio came on in the fifth, got the final out of the inning, and then worked around a leadoff double in the sixth to keep Carolina off the board and keep it an 8-run ball game. Alexander Perez will lead things off. We've been talking these past two half innings about the difference between last year's ball club here in Lynchburg and this year's ball club as Perez fouls it away at the plate for strike one. This year, runs have not really been that hard to come by, minus a few games here or there. They're second in the Carolina League at 240 runs scored, just behind Delmarva at 243. So only three runs separate them from the top. Big cut, strike two. That hasn't been the problem. We know this team can score, and they can score in a hurry. We haven't seen it so far this series, but that still holds true. This team can put runs on the board. Well inside, 1-2. Like, the next closest team is Fredericksburg, and they're 19 runs behind them coming into today's ballgame. It's been the pitching staff that's been a little bit questionable. They have some guys who they can rely on heavily. You think of guys like Parker Messick as that is chopped toward third. Now charging, off-balance throw. Pulled his foot off the bag and just got his toe right on the sign for out number one. Goyado just getting that toe down to retire Perez for out number one. Guys like Masick, you think of Austin Peterson, who's been pitching well. It's the first two names that come to mind, and there's more that I'm not even mentioning, who have been coming out of the bullpen as reliable arms as Lara takes down and away for ball one. Even guys like Tomas Reyes, who came up a few weeks into the season, he's pitched excellent. As Lara skies it, shallow left field, the shortstop Devers backtracking. He'll give way to Sadui, two away. But whereas we saw some historic and legendary pitching performances last year, you think of the seven-inning complete game from Jack Leftwich to secure the Carolina League first half crown. We've really yet to see that here this season from this pitching staff. Though, still plenty of time. And if they both start clicking, so that runs in, ball two. This team can be dangerous. We mentioned how potent their offense can be. If their pitching can start turning that corner consistently, they're going to be tough to beat. Passing again, ball three. The talent is there. I've sounded negative about this team for a lot of the night, and that's not an accurate representation. All four to Nicasia as he reaches the board with a two-out walk for Luke Adams. This is a very talented ball club. They're still in the mix for the first half crown for a reason. The question now becomes, will they be able to piece it together for long stretches at a time? That's the lone thing that remains. We've seen flashes of brilliance from both the pitching staff and the offense. The offense more often as that bounces in there to Adams for ball one. But if both can click and remain consistent for a while, Lynchburg is not going to be a ball club teams want to face. One and one as Adams takes a called strike. We'll wait and see. Tonight, a frustrating night for both sides of the ball. Nine runs allowed, two hits picked up by the Hillcats. As that's strike two to Luke Adams. Benicio, the right-hander, checks first. Two-strike pitch to Luke Adams. Pulled the string, Adams chased down low. And the inning is over. Another good inning for Miguel Benicio as he's looked solid here tonight. We head to the bottom half of the seventh. Time to stretch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh inning set to get underway as Carolina holds a 9-1 advantage. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Mudcats. 1 run, 2 hits, 3 errors for the Hillcats. Battle of the Cats, round 2. Round 3 will come your way tomorrow night at 6:30 as Lynchburg will try to turn things around and avoid their misfortune that has plagued them the last few nights, as their offense just has not been able to piece it together. Jose Devers to lead things off for the Hillcats. He drives one into right field, but Nicasia doesn't even have to move as he secures it for out number one. Lexer Saduio for 2 on the day. He's grounded out to both the second baseman and the third baseman. Aiden Maldonado remains on the mound as he fires in a curveball for a called strike, 0-1. That's been his best pitch this evening. He's topped down at about 93-94 with his fastball, but that curveball playing off of it has been tough to pick up for Hillcats hitters. As that bounced all the way to the backstop. 1-1. He's paired those two pitches well. The 1-1. That's in there as he floats it across the zone for strike 2. The 1-1, or excuse me, the 1-2 from Maldonado. In the dirt, good block. But no reason for it, as there's nobody aboard. Just a little extra practice. The 2-2 from Maldonado. Well inside, a good take. As the count runs full on Saduio. Hillcats would just like any sort of momentum, whether it be a couple runs, stringing together a few hits, whatever it might be, to lift their heads heading to tomorrow. Once again, first pitch, 6:30 here at Bank of the James Stadium. Payoff, curveball floated in there for strike 3. Zach Fassia, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Tomorrow night at the ballpark is STEAM night. Science, technology, engineering, and math. Featured on full display throughout the ballpark. We encourage kids to pick STEM fields and STEM careers. As that's down low. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or at the box office. 2-0 to Fassia. Just missed off the corner. Maldonado with the 3-0. That's ball 4. Just missed off the inside edge, and Fassia draws a 2-out walk. Third straight inning where the Hillcats have earned a 2-out base runner. Jose Pastrano has yet to record a plate appearance as he's walked twice. Fassia takes his lead off the bag at first. Strano watches one in the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Nobody throwing for Carolina just yet, so Maldonado will presumably get at least another inning. That misses wide, 1-1. He's yet to hit 50 pitches. Actually, this next one will be his 50th. As Pastrano spoils it back for strike two. Had two good pitching outings from Mudcats tonight. Jacob Mizorowski went four strong innings, only giving up the one hit and one run. Maldonado has almost gone three, only giving up a hit. As that's grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough backhanded play. What a move from Perez at second. As he backhanded it up the middle and then flipped it under his arm. The shortstop covering, and that's just showing off. But if you can do it, might as well do it. Inning comes to a close on the force out at second. And we head to the eighth. 9-1 lead for Carolina when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org. Or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Luis Almonte will be the new pitcher for the Hillcats. And he, along with the pitching staff, has really turned the corner in the month of May. In April, in very limited action, he had a 16.2 ERA in two appearances. In the month of May, in six appearances, he's yet to allow a run. Big swing and a miss from Jay Savina as he will face Almonte. Fouled it back 92 for strike two. So it's really been a tale of 2 months. And now, I don't want to get too overdramatic about the April numbers. It's a big cut from Avina for out number one. All six of the earned runs he gave up came against Fredericksburg on April 27th. Those are the only runs he's allowed all season. Earned runs, that is. He did give up one unearned in his first outing against Salem. Everything else, they've been scoreless outings. So that one misses to Gregory Barrios for ball one. 1-1. So those numbers, that ERA number, is a bit skewed. He comes in at 5.59. But in his last six outings, he's yet to allow a run. 2-1 as Barrios pops it up. First base side. Facia runs and makes the basket-style grab. For out number two. And he's an arm that if Lynchburg can rely on him, can get to see more playing time. He's only gone around two innings at his max Two and a third is his season high as that goes upstairs for ball one. He went 1 2/3 in his last outing. See if they give him two innings tonight. Coming in the eighth. 2-0. But Almonte, that ERA number keeps dropping. And if that stays consistent, he'll only move up the reliability chart, the figurative reliability chart, that is, as the 3-0 to Vargas. Ball four. Blayberg Diaz with the runner aboard. There's been a few reliable arms, and surprisingly, some of the most reliable ones have been the midseason call-ups. Think of Tomas Reyes as one of them. Big cut from Diaz for strike one. He's made six appearances and also has not allowed a run, as he's had a different start to this season in Lynchburg than he had when he was up here last year. The 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. Almonte, after that one rough outing, has settled in nicely to the Carolina League. 1-1. A little bit wide at 92. Two balls and a strike. He's got a very quick delivery toward home. It's not a long motion. A high leg kick, and he just kind of steps it down out in front of him. That's fouled back for strike two. Some guys have long strides toward home. It looks more as if he's turning and walking toward the plate and then just whips it. Seen him hit 93 already tonight. The 2-2. Got him! Sit down, see you later, Blayberg Diaz, as Luis Almonte with a solid inning, despite the walk, gets out of it unscathed. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. 9-1 advantage for the Mudcats when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
New arm for Carolina will be Yerlin Rodriguez. As Guy Lipscomb will lead things off against him. Rodriguez, the right-hander, fires it in there at 95. A lot of power arms coming out of this bullpen. Making his fourth appearance, he's got a 9.64 ERA as Lipscomb fouls it back. Just under five innings, he's given up five earned runs, two walks, five strikeouts. Only four hits, though. Lipscomb grounds it over towards second. Scoop by Perez and another easy out to open up the frame. I'm going to bring up Juan Benjamin. He's 0 for 2. Nobody aboard, one away. Bottom half of the eighth inning, a 9-1 lead for Carolina. As Benjamin takes upstairs. Rodriguez, not sure where that missed. Called a ball. Rodriguez stands at 6'1", 184. From the Dominican Republic, he was acquired back in 2019 when he signed an international free agent deal. As Benjamin tips that one, 2-1. Line drive past the dive of Barrios and into left center as Benjamin picks up his first hit of the evening. As Lynchburg gets a one-out base runner. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, down by eight. They have a lot of work to do, but we mentioned now you're fighting for pride and momentum. As Angel Hanau will dig in, he has one of the three hits for the Hillcats on the night. First pitch is wide, and Diaz had it pop in and out of his glove, and it looked for a second like he was just going to leave it or swipe it back behind him before realizing that there's a runner aboard. He'll go out and have a word with Rodriguez after the one-out base knock and maybe got crossed up on the signals as I don't think he expected the ball there or at least that pitch in that location. The right-hander comes set for him now. In the dirt, a good block by Diaz. That ate him up. Approaching the 9 o'clock hour here in Lynchburg. Last night's game was just barely over 2 hours. As the 2-0, patient from Hanau takes a strike. The 2-1 flared into left center field. Avina charging on it and will make a leaping grab as he overran it. Route number two. In all honesty, I'm not sure if he overran it or just wanted to add a little extra flair. Either way, there's two outs in the bottom of the eighth for Mike Coyado, who also has a single on the day. He grounds this one over the head of Rodriguez. Tough play for Barrios. On the run, retires Coyado. So the one-out single by Benjamin does no harm as the Mudcats defense continues to remain solid. We head to the ninth, a 9-1 lead for Carolina when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day Barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the ninth inning as 9 o'clock strikes on the East Coast. Luis Almonte remains on the mound for his second inning of work. We mentioned he typically has a max of 2 innings, so he will try and get through this frame and get to that magic number. He'll face 8-9-1. Jesus Parra will lead things off as the first pitch misses inside for ball one. We mentioned Almonte has pitched well since his second appearance of the season. And he gave up 6 earned runs to Fredericksburg. Since then, he has not allowed a run in 6 appearances. Big cut as Barra takes a strike. 1-2 on the right-handed hitter as a perfectly placed pitch right on the corner. Sets him down. Nice strong pitch from Almonte. Confident. As Alexander Perez will take his cuts. That runs a bit inside. 1-0. Monte fouls that away, 1-1. And this is why minor league baseball is so entertaining. Even in a blowout game like this, as Almonte fires it upstairs, 2-1. Guys don't lay off the gas. Sometimes when you watch professional or high-level athletics, as that's fouled away, when a big lead is established or you're trailing by a ton, guys start coasting just to get through the rest of the time and get through the ball game or whatever sport you might be playing. 2-2, ground ball toward third, and it's under the glove of Hanau and into left field. It'll bounce off the wall, and Perez will cruise in with a double. As Luis Lara will dig in. But as I was saying, guys haven't stopped trying. Minor league baseball, for a lack of a better term, you're playing for your baseball life. And so any ball game could potentially be your last. It could be a chance to get called up, or you don't know, maybe a scout is watching. There's a lot riding on every appearance as Lara jolts it into center field, but Lipscomb ranges over and will secure it for the second out of the inning. And so that opens the door for guys like Miguel Venicio, who had struggled all year, and Luis Almonte to come out and just start firing. And you could argue it's mop-up duty, and maybe Carolina has put their foot off the gas. I don't think that's the case by any means. But guys like the two names we listed moments ago, as Almonte finds the zone there for strike one, have given the Hillcats a little bit of life and a little bit of hope. And what is a bleak night? Down 9-1, outside 1-1 to Kalen Nicasia. You always want to look for bright spots. If you're a manager, you never want to talk about the bright spots of a tough ball game. Positives that you can take away. At least they don't to the media, but sitting here, there's still a lot that you can take away from this game. Just look at the back end of the bullpen and how they've pitched tonight. That should be enough to warrant praise. The 3-1 from Almonte. Nicasia watches it all the way, and the count goes full. Almonte trying to get out of the top of the ninth inning, keeping it an 8-run ball game. Payoff pitch, the runner on second. Foul back. Nicasia took a healthy cut. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. Perez stands at second after the one-out double. The 3-2 from Almonte. Popped up. Foul territory, and that'll find the skyboxes. Nicasia trying to straighten things out after two straight foul balls. The eighth pitch of the at-bat from Almonte. Blew it by him at 93. Nicasia a little bit frustrated at himself for not getting a piece of it, but Almonte powered it by him to end the inning. A bright spot on a dark day. Luis Almonte goes two scoreless after Miguel Vinicio went 2 1/3 scoreless earlier in the ballgame. So, the game is finishing better than it started for the Hillcats as we head to the bottom half of the ninth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jason Pena will take over on the mound. He's 4-0 with a 7.32 ERA. In 14 appearances, he's given up 16 earned runs, 20 strikeouts, 8 walks. He's hit 6 batters, a team high. He's surrendered 4 home runs, also a team high. Alfredo Antunez will dig in. Right-hander, Pena, fires it outside for ball one. Yerlin Rodriguez won an inning, one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. As he did his job to carry the line forward. As Antunez took a big cut, 1-1. Nine to one lead for Carolina as we've reached the bottom of the ninth inning. Antunez takes down low, ball two. Frustrating night for Lynchburg, slowly coming to a close. They'll be back at it again tomorrow in game 3 of the series at 6:30 at Bank of the James Stadium. The 2-1 foul back, 2-2. You can catch all the action with us here at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for the audio stream. Or MLB TV, Bally Live, or MILB TV. 2-2 to Antunez. Well, outside, ball three, and the count goes full. Payoff pitch from Pena. Ball four as Antunez draws the leadoff walk here in the ninth inning. Mentioned it's all about momentum. As Jose Devers will get an opportunity with nobody out and one aboard here in the ninth inning. .1451 on hand tonight. As Devers takes a big cut for strike one as the Ric Flair Woobirds are out at the ballpark. Jam shot over toward first. Nice grab by Parra as he lunged for it and kept it from finding right field. And a softly hit line drive. One away, Lexer Sadui, the batter. Hillcats down by eight, bottom of the ninth inning. It's a good crowd for a Wednesday night ball game. Winning Wednesday, as they call it. Every fan gets a free ticket to the next Wednesday ball game. On a strike, 0-1. It's a great deal when you think about it. Basically guarantees you if you buy one ticket on a Wednesday to start the season, you can go to every Wednesday ball game for that price. Big cut, strike two. Which then breaks down to about $1 a game. Two-strike pitch to Lexer Sadui as Pena trying to force a ground ball to end the ball game. Missing wide, 1-2. Antunez over at first. 1-2. Broken bat toward third. Vargas underneath it, two away. So that'll leave it up to Zach Fassia. Hillcats need eight runs to tie the ball game. But with two outs in the ninth, it's all but written. One aboard, two away. 9-1 lead for Carolina. Jason Pena fires that one at the knees for a called strike at 89. 0-1. Fassia on the day, 0-2. He walked in his last trip to the plate, but struck out twice earlier in the ballgame. 0-1. Catches the corner, strike two. Hillcats down to their final strike. The pitch. Round ball, first base, but foul, and Jan Rivera with a late pick at it makes the snag. Great play by the Hillcats bench coach and first base coach as well. The 0-2 from Pena. Line drive into right center field, charging hard on it is Lara, and he makes the grab in the inning. And ball game is over. 9-1 Carolina. We'll be back with a quick recap after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Now back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Nine to one, the final score here as Carolina wins the second game of the series after taking game one 5-1 as they now improve to 26-18. Lynchburg drops to 22-25. And Carolina continues to extend their lead over the Hillcats in the Carolina League, as they are now 5.5 games ahead of Lynchburg. It was all Carolina from the outset. Lynchburg did strike first as Lipscomb walked and came around and scored on a confusing sacrifice fly. But from there, it was all Mudcats as they poured it on. Hillcats bullpen finally was able to collect themselves in the sixth inning. But at that point, it was too little too late. They were already down 9-1. The bullpen did their job, found some positives in the ball game, and ended tonight's affair by a final score of 9-1. Nine runs, 13 hits, no errors for Carolina. One run, three hits, three errors for the Hillcats. We'll be back again tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch in Lynchburg, as game three of this series will get underway on Thursday. So make sure to come on out to the ballpark, lynchburg-hillcats.com, or join us right back here on Bally Live, lynchburg-hillcats.com, or on MLB TV. I'm Jason Prill. Your final score one last time, 9-1, the Carolina Mudcats, the winners tonight. Good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.